AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Either in person or through video hookup, presidential candidates are getting a chance to speak today at the No Labels Convention in Manchester, New Hampshire. Donald Trump faced some tough questions. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At the No Labels Convention, one woman said Trump has to prove he values women.
Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
Trump says he respects women.
And I'm going to take care of women.
Later, the question was whether Trump fears his divisive language gets in the way of problem solving.
I went to Ivy League schools. I know what's divisive. I know what's not divisive, in all fairness.
Trump says he's just fighting back when attacked.
They get very nasty.
And when the GOP pool gets smaller.
When it becomes a different kind of a situation, you'll see I'm going to be much less divisive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Zimbabwe is no longer pushing for the extradition of American dentist Walter Palmer. He killed a well-known lion named Cecil during a hunt. Zimbabwe's environment minister says Palmer can return as a tourist, not a hunter, but added he didn't break any laws. The professional hunter who was Palmer's guide in Zimbabwe is facing charges. Iran says Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted of charges that include espionage. He's been detained in Iran for more than a year. The AP's Adam Schreck reports on reaction from the Washington Post.
The Post came out very strongly against the verdict. They've called it, quote, an outrageous injustice. The papers also said they're working with Rezaian's family and his legal counsel in Iran to appeal the verdict, and they're also trying to get him out on bail pending a final decision.
Police in Houston are searching again for suspects in last week's fatal shooting at Texas Southern University after releasing two men who were quickly detained following the shooting. One student was killed. A judge is ordering the state of Arkansas to release information about the execution drug supplier to attorneys for death row inmates who are challenging the state's execution secrecy law. This is AP Radio News. Some problems checking in over the weekend at Southwest Airlines is a sign that older computer systems can become overwhelmed.
It's probably a reality of life.
That's the CEO of FlightAware.com, Daniel Baker. He's talking about the latest airline technology glitch that caused some 500 delays on Southwest Airlines.
What you've got is a really old legacy platform that's been in operation for decades. It's now doing maybe 10 or 20 times as many passengers as it originally was designed to do with far more interaction.
Southwest said early today the problem is fixed and it expects a normal day of operations. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Coast Guard says a man who had been adrift for 5 days on storm-damaged catamaran was rescued near the Hawaiian island of Kauai. He finally got close enough to land for call for help. The man wasn't hurt but was running low on food and water. Wall Street, stocks are in business today. The Dow up 32 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.